Going deeper.
Have you seen that ad on TV where the woman talks about remembering the excitement of your first date, your first love of romance? I was watching it thinking, what's this all about? When I realised it's actually an ad for a shopping centre. The ad actually equates shopping with love. In the recent movie Confessions of a Shopaholic, the main character, Rebecca Bloomwood, does the same thing. No, in fact, she goes further. According to her, shopping is better than love. She says this, "A man will never love you or treat you as well as a store. If a man doesn't fit, you can't exchange him 7 days later for a gorgeous cashmere sweater. And a store always smells good. A store can awaken a lust for things you never even knew you needed." Yeah, okay, I guess shopping is fun, and it is exciting to buy something new. But hey, what happens when the money runs out? Well, that's the end of your shopping trip, isn't it? But love, well, love is meant to be forever. Many marriage vows make note of this, with couples promising to love each other till death do us part. Now, I know that in an age where the divorce rate is about 1 in 4 or even 1 in 3, saying that doesn't mean as much now as it used to, but still, these promises are made, every day. We want a love that's eternal. So then why do so many of us try to find that love in a shopping mall? Yes, buying new shoes will make us feel special for a day, buying a new phone perhaps for a week, a new computer for a while, and a new car, well, maybe for a month or so, but if you're looking for eternal love, you ain't gonna find it on sale. Because it's actually free. I'm talking about God's love, the only true love there is. He created us and wants to have a relationship with us. He's got a life of fulfillment planned out for us, but we've got to get to know him if we're ever going to feel whole. Remember that corny line from the Tom Cruise movie Jerry Maguire, where he looks at her and makes the sign language sign for "You complete me"? All the women out there are saying, "Oh," and all the men are gagging, I bet. But in reality, there is no other person on this planet who can actually complete us. No Prada handbag, no BMW, not even that house with the view of the ocean that you'd kill for. No, the only way we can be complete is if we allow God into our lives. And the love on offer is free, no strings attached. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.